the EarthX Film and Music Festival, the only environmental film festival in Texas, has one purpose: to create film, music, and conversation. From October 20th to October 22nd, 2023, film buffs, environmental activists, music lovers, and locals will come together for the purpose of delving into real issues facing the communities they serve. We show these films and we are attracting people who are doing the work locally, director of film festival and content Haley Nenadel told Local Profile. It's amazing to see the Dallas and Fort Worth community. There are so many organizations doing this work locally, and I think it's unifying people. The Texas Theater will kick off the festival on October 20th with the premiere of Common Ground, a documentary produced by filmmakers Josh and Rebecca Tickle. The 109-minute film delves into the regenerative farming movement, narrated by a star-studded cast including Rosario Dawson, Laura Dern, Jason Momoa, Donald Glover, Ian Somerhalder, and Woody Harrelson. The documentary advocates a bipartisan imperative to shift away from agrochemical corporations in favor of regenerative farming, stressing that this transition is crucial for the well-being of the future. Common Ground is the recipient of the 2023 Human Nature Award, a prize established to amplify a film that best exemplifies solution-oriented environmental storytelling. Following the feature film, singer-songwriter Donna Missel will take the stage for a live performance. An after-party at vegan Tex-Mex spot Casa del Vegano will end the evening with food, drinks, and conversation. "We really wanted to pick musicians that complement the film," Nenadel explained. Opening night is Donna Missel. She is super dynamic. People really love her. She trends towards a younger audience, and we're showing it with the film Common Ground, packed with celebrities talking about soil health and regenerative farming. But the festival is far from over. On Saturday evening, a fully immersive experience is expected to inspire the audience. Guests will step into the beautifully restored Arts Mission Oak Cliff for a captivating evening filled with entertainment, film, culinary delights, music, immersive encounters, and captivating stories. The event kicks off at 6 p.m., in the charming side garden and the converted sanctuary theater space of the former church turned vibrant performance venue. As the night unfolds, guests will be treated to mesmerizing projection mapping courtesy of Lightware Labs, transporting you into the heart of nature. There will also be screenings of short films featuring athletes, adventure, and travel. An exclusive curated menu by Dallas-owned Dive Coastal Cuisine, a selection of drinks, engaging storytelling sessions, and extraordinary live musical performances by the Nick Rothaus Trio and the world-renowned cellist, Ben Solly, will bring guests to a new world of film and music. "Ben Solly did a whole year of tour on his bicycle," Nenadel said. "He lives the reality of what he's talking about on stage. We have this film of immersive environmentalism, and then he's playing and he's so captivating, so it becomes this experience versus just a film screening." On Sunday, the final screening will unfold at the Kessler Theater, nestled in the heart of the Oak Cliff. The festival will present a series of short films that illuminate the journeys of individuals not only discovering purpose in the great outdoors but also dedicating themselves to extending these opportunities to others. The themes of conservation, food sovereignty, and intersectionality will take center stage, both on screen and in engaging panel discussions. The evening's grand finale will be graced by an intimate performance by Danielle Ponder, a burgeoning R&B, soul vocalist who abandoned her career as a New York public defender to follow her true passion in the world of music. "Danielle Ponder is a rising star," Nenadel told Local Profile. "She sings a lot about representation and being your truest self in the world. And our night on Sunday is really about representation in the outdoors." Choosing North Texas seemed like a no-brainer for Nenadel, despite being told Austin seems like a better location. A place full of both emerging and mature nonprofits, North Texas is at the heart of community growth. "We reach like-minded individuals, but we also are reaching beyond the choir," Nenadel said. "We're reaching new people who maybe haven't thought about some of the things that we're talking about." To purchase tickets to the festival or to learn more, visit the link here.